The biggest battle that we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment podcast, we will be interviewing individuals who have done that, who have gone through the struggles, who have tried to create a reality in all that they could. And when all the odds were against them, they made the impossible possible. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for being on the podcast and taking this journey with me as we go through and discover different avenues to break through those limits, different avenues to help you expand your reality so that you can evolve into the person that you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Gratitude, the one thing that most people think, feel that, oh yeah, I should be thankful, but yeah, I know that I have to, you know, I got so much going on in my life. There's so many things that are going wrong. And as I describe in chapter 2 of my book, I talk a lot about where your focus is. Where that everything in your life, what you focus on, is what's going to become your reality, your life, your experience. And when we look at life, you look at different aspects, and if you continue to focus on the negative, you're going to experience more of the negative. I know this is kind of simple thought process, and sometimes people think it's too simple, but a lot of people don't use common sense to be common practice. So the concept here is that gratitude is not a concept to say, oh, well, I'm thankful and so forth, and you know, but I got so much going on. The power of gratitude really is about connection. The power of gratitude is connecting you with your higher self. Your true self is what I like to call. It's the spiritual aspect of who you are. It opens that portal, a doorway to allow you to connect with that being. Think about it for a second. When was the last time you were extremely grateful for somebody doing something for you? Extremely grateful that something did not happen that you thought the worst on. Take a moment. How did you feel at that time? Were you in a place of bliss, happiness, and joy, or anger, frustration, stress? Where were you during that moment when you were in a pure state of gratitude? I'm going to believe you were more in a state of happiness or joy or bliss or extreme appreciation, gratitude. When we wake up every morning with that power, we connect with ourselves. That's the purpose of gratitude, to connect. To connect with your true source, to have a relationship with you. Because the truth is, if you don't spend time connecting with you, you're not going to be able to connect with others. You may be able to fake it, but you will not be able to truly have a connection. And so the key in life then is every morning when you wake up, first thing, be grateful. Be grateful for what you have. Be grateful to have the life you have. When I do workshops on health and wellness and all this good stuff, and sometimes I share stories at the end, and one of the stories sometimes I share, you know, it's a moving story. It touches people. It gets them inspired. It gets them motivated. And one of the times I was talking to someone, and as I was talking about like how health is the most important thing that you ever can do in your life, that's the biggest thing to focus on. At the end, I was talking, you know, some people were asking some questions, and I looked at one person, and they said, "That's all great and dandy that I should focus on my health, but I have other things I have to achieve too also." I said, "Okay." I said, "But I guarantee you there's somebody in a hospital right now who wishes that they could trade places with you at this moment. They'll take on whatever you have. They don't care." And they thought about that for a second. And I said, that's why, you know, at the end of the day, for me, I always say when I wake up every morning, I am blessed. I go through appreciation and gratitude every single morning because I want to connect with me. My whole first power hour, my first hour is with myself, to connect with me, to create a connection, to get into that state. Because I know the more I connect with my true self, the more powerful I can be
for my wife, the more powerful I can be for my family, the more powerful I'm going to be for my patients, the more powerful I'm going to be for my friends and anyone that comes in contact with me. And so every day I focus on that connection. It's a religion. It's a ritual I do not miss because it's that important. So when we get into this state of gratitude, again, if you get anything out of this podcast today, it's all about connecting with your true self. But I want to take it another step further. I want to share something else that gratitude does. Because I said that in my book, I talk a lot about focus in chapter 2. So if you're focusing on the negative, right? Because let me tell you guys right now, you don't have to really work hard to focus on the negative. Your mind does that for you already. Our minds are a 2-million-year-old program, and they're designed to focus on the negative. That's just what they do. That's just how they are. And it's always looking for the negative because it's trying to keep and protect you and keep you in survival. When you're going to do something that's uncomfortable, you're going to do something that's going to help break through. It's not going to harm you, but you know it's going to break through and challenge you and help you stretch and help you grow and achieve the things that you desire in your life. The mind's going to go, whoa, that's out of our comfort zone. Whoa, send the alarms. This is out of our comfort zone. That's what your mind's going to tell you. So you have to come from the place then of gratitude because it connects with yourself and it'll push you forward. It's going to dismiss all that noise. You know, sometimes when I do public speaking or I have to go speak to a corporation, I get the jitters. Especially if it's a new one I haven't done or it's a lot of top executives that I'm going to be speaking to. I'm always like, woof, man, I got the opportunity to speak to these guys. Wow. Or these women and men. And I'm always like, oh, this is good. All right, I got to bring my A game. Let's do it. Let's make this happen. But right before I go to speak, I give thanks. I get in a state of gratitude. And I'm thankful for the moment. I'm thankful for the opportunity, the people that got me connected to get here, the people who accepted me to do this, all the people that are supporting me through this. And then I go and get in this peace state and say, let's rock this. These people need to know this message. And I go forth. Am I still nervous when I get on stage? Of course, first minute or two. But the key concept is I get into a state of gratitude to help me connect with myself, with who I am, and to allow me to thrive, grow, and expand in all areas of my life. So your mind's always going to look for the negative, guys. You got to work against that. And I don't say against. It's just what you feed. It's what you focus. You know, there's a story of two wolves. Or as my nephew likes to say, he's so cute. He's 6 years old, and he went to his grandpa, and he's talking, and he's like, you know, Papa, I got a good part of my brain, and then I have a bad part of my brain. And then my dad's like, okay, why? He goes, well, my good brain allows me to do good things. My bad brain, it makes me act out, or I don't listen, and so forth. And I was just so profound by this. So I'm listening to him, and I'm going, okay. And as he shares the story, all of a sudden I go, okay, so how do you allow the good brain to win versus the bad? And he sits there and he's like, I don't know. It just happens. I said, well, now, of course, you know, I've been trying to get him to eat healthier. So what do you think I do? Well, if you eat healthier, you feed the good brain and the good brain will win more. If you think better and listen, you can feed the good brain and you can do better there. So I started sharing these concepts, like there's certain practices that he can do to help with that. And he kind of got it for the most part. But when it comes to life, you know, you have this good wolf, bad wolf. You have this in you, it exists. One's anger, frustration, jealousy, stress, and depression, you know, those type of things. The other one's bliss, joy, happiness, and so forth. And the only way you can feed either wolf is by how you feed them. Which one you feeding on? And the feeding comes from your focus. And so if you live a life of focusing on gratitude, and I'm talking the most simplest things. You saw somebody walk by and they said hi to you. You know, something as simple as that, or just waking up every morning and being able to have the opportunity to live. State of gratitude. Appreciate that. Remember, there are people out there in a hospital right now, even nursing homes, that wish they can trade places with you. All right. Now, the other caveat to gratitude is real simple. Gratitude is the right attitude to take your life to the highest altitude. And I'm coining that. That's mine. I've never seen anyone say that before. So what does that all mean? Well, when you're appreciating things, it opens the door to appreciate more, right? Just like if you focus on negative things, it opens the door to have more negative things. So the concept is you have the power to choose which way or the other. Gratitude is the state of appreciation that can put you in the right attitude to allow you to achieve, experience, and empower your life to evolve to higher altitudes than you've never seen before. And so it gives you that opportunity to really connect at higher states, be in a higher consciousness, and really expand yourself in all levels, energetically, physically, mentally, chemically, emotionally, and allow you to be a better version of you every single day. But the key point to all of this is it starts with gratitude. And it starts as simple as in the morning. It takes me 2 to 5 minutes, guys. I listen to a video every morning and it talks about gratitude. And it helps me get in that state to really just focus in, be appreciative of who I have in my life, the things I'm experiencing, good and bad. I accept both. I don't just accept the good. I accept the bad also because that's teaching me lessons. It's helping me grow. Like we talked in a previous podcast about failures. If you haven't, check out that one. That was a real good one about failures. Hopefully, it'll shift your perspective about failures, mistakes, and shortcomings. But I appreciate both sides to that because it really drastically allows me to expand and grow in all areas of my life, but more importantly, just connect and get deeper. And it helps me connect deeper with myself. You know, I appreciate me for going through the moments of life that I've gone through and the growth that I'm going through and the challenges that I face and how I just somehow figure out ways to get through it. And it may not be the best way, but I'm learning. And I try to give myself a pat on the back, give myself appreciation for where I'm at and where I'm going. Because let's face it, nobody has a manual on life. Nobody has a manual on the goals and dreams you want to achieve. You just got to go out there and do the work, take time to rest, and learn along the way. So my challenge for you as we end this podcast here is every morning for the next 30 days, wake up and just name three to five things that you're grateful for. And if you happen to not have anything, just do something. Doing something is way more than doing nothing. It trains the brain and keeps you moving forward and doesn't break the cycle of momentum, which is key when it comes to creating things, manifesting, shifting perspectives, and really attracting what it is in your life.
Thank you for listening to the Mindful Experiment podcast. For past shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you rediscover who you really are, to break through those limits. For connecting with us on social media, please check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/empoweryourreality. You can check us out on Twitter. Our handle is DrVic21. And also check us out on Instagram. It's instagram.com/DrVicManzo. And as always, if this show you found to be helpful for you, by paying it forward and sharing this podcast with someone that you know who could benefit from it. And last but not least, if you liked the podcast show, please give us a review. 5-star. We'd appreciate that. Thank you for listening to The Mindful Experiment, helping you discover your infinite potential.